Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chaverim, shalom, here, here. The Rastafari podcast, here, the Tuesday podcast. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 57. Eifidence, confidence in the victory of good over evil. Eifidence in danger, even the danger of these latter days and times, right here, here, here. Here on the air and in the irate, here we begin. Beginning the fourth book of Moshe, the fourth book of the Torah, beginning the book in the wilderness from the Hebrew perspective, book also known as Numbers, Numbers right here, here, here on the ear and in the iris. So Mekai and I.
I'm going to testify.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here we have the third day of the Shavua, beginning from the first day, Ehud, coming from the Ethiopic Ahad, as we say, Ahadu Amlak, Yahuwah Ahad. So counting from the first day here, but the third day of the Shavua here for the T Testified Tuesday. Let's catch up right here on the Aliyah day. We have day one, the first day, known among the Gentiles as Sunday, but we know as the first day, the second day, the Monday, and here, here for the T Testified Tuesday. We're at the third day. So the first and second Aliyah in today's Aliyah day here in the new book. The third, we completed, and here we're at the fourth. So chazak, we need to chazek, be strong, make I and I encourage one another.
Shabbat Shema. Shalom, sendet salam, and here. Shema Yisrael, Sima, Rastafari. Shabbat shalom, send it salam. Shabbat shalom, send it salam. And here. Shema Yisrael, Sima, Rastafari. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, we here, we begin the fourth book of Moshe, Moses, called in English Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar. The cipher in the wilderness, the book that's known as Numbers, fourth book of Moshe. So here, beginning the fourth book, the 34th degree here of Einai sabbatical studies, this Shabbat strong. The fourth book of HaTorah, Jah's direction instructions. It's also the name of the first reading in the Hebrew, Bamidbar. Bamidbar, translated in the wilderness, in the desert, comes from the first words of the first verse, which reads, Vaydaberi Yahuwah il Moshe b'midbar Sinai. B'midbar Sinai. And he who be, we be. And Hashem spoke, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Now, as we know that the English title of the book is Numbers, derived from the Koine, the Septuagint, LXX version of HaTorah, the book of Numbers. It tells the story, the narratives of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, their trotting through the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Their failure at the edge of the land, and the subsequent 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. It also concludes with the narrative of the second generation's triumph over the first Canaanite resistance, the African Canaanite resistance. Now the book, it ends with the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, they're poised on the edge of the Canaan, ready to take their inheritance. Woven in the midst of these narratives is a significant amount of, we can say, legal and lawful material. Now, the first reading from Bamidbar and the 34th reading from HaTorah, it begins with a census a census of the tribes of Israel and the Levitical families just prior to the departure, moving forward, near Sinai from Sinai. Yes, I, Rastafari. Also important theme in this book, portion commentary, the house of the Father. But make I and I begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wahabein, Weruach, Ha'kadosh, Yahuwah, Ahad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. So here, 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 for this Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Midre Beda in the royal Amharic. So here, 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 for the Hebrew first words, for the Aliyot, the Aliyot, the Aliyot, the offering up, Anafora, right, the sacrifice, word, sound, power, right? May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be humbly acceptable in He who be, who He be, His Almighty, yes, I, His Majesty, sight, Hashem Yeshua. So here we begin, so here we begin, so here we begin, so here we begin, so here we begin. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 1. Chapter 1, the order of the hosts, of the armies, the hosts. First item, Moshe's command to number Ha'am, his command to number the people for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Vayidaber Yahweh el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed b'echad la'chodesh ha'sheni ba'shana ha'shenit le'se'atam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. And he who be, who he be, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, B'Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month moon, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Lemor, say, more, say, more, say, more. Seu et rosh kol data bnei Israel. Take ye the sum. Lift up the head. Seu et rosh. Lift up the head. Take ye the ras, the rosh, the sum of all the congregation of the bnei Israel, of the sons, the children of Israel, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, abot, with the number of their shemot, names, every male zakar by their poles, by their skulls. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou, I, and Aharon shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head, Rosh, Ras, of the Beit, of the house of his fathers, patriarchs. And these are the Shemot, the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, Reuben, Elizur, son of Shedbeor, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai, of Yehuda, Nahshon, the son of Aminadab, of Issachar, Netaniel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor, of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, the aggregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, patriarchs, Roshe, Rasses, heads of thousands in Israel. and Moshe were Aharon, and Aaron took these men which were expressed by their Shemot names. And they assembled, I assembled all the congregation, the aggregation together on the first day of the second month, moon. They declared their pedigrees after their families by the house, the bait of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their poles, by their gulgulot, their skulls. As Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Jehovah, commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the Midbar of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai. And here, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Bamidbar, this Senbet Midre Beda, we have at verse 20, the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah. Vayihyuwa b'nei Reuven b'kor Yisrael toladotam l'mishapechotam l'beit avotam b'mispar shemot l'gula gelotam kol zakar mia ben asarim shana wa ma'ela kol yotzeis eba. Here at verse 20, for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, offering up Anaphora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, and the children of Reuven, Yisrael's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, by their poles, by their gulgulotam, their skulls, every zakar, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuven, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, by their gulgulot, by their skulls, every male, zakar, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house, the bait, of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 314,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 55,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarch fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 72,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generation, after their families, by the Beit of their patriarchs, house of their fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house, the Beit of his fathers, his patriarchs. So were all those that were numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Yisrael. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, however the Levim, the Lewawian, after the tribe of their fathers, patriarchs, were not numbered among them. For the Yahweh, he who be, had spoken to Moshe, Lemor, saying, only thou, the I, shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the Bnei Yisrael, among the children of Israel, the sons of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levim, the Levites, the Lewawian, over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister to it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levim, the Lewawian, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levim, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh Neah shall be put to death. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levim, Halawim, the Lewawian, the Levites, shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath, nor rotted, nor wrath upon the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. And Halawim, the Levites, shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, did according to all that the Yahweh, he who be who he be, commanded Moshe. So did they. 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 Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
I'm going to testify. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 to war in Israel.
To around the wicked as a crumble, I be Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Bible.
them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Shalishi Aliyah, offering up for this Shabbat Bamidbar, for this Senbet Midre Beda, this Sabbath in the wilderness. Why Daber Yahuwah El Moshe with El Aharon Leimor, here for the third Aliyah, third offering up, Anafora, fourth book of Moshe. Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 2, the order of the host, the second item, arrangement of the camp, here for the Shalishi Aliyah. And Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard, with the ensign of their father's house, their father's bait, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Yehuda, Judah, pitch throughout their armies. And Nahashon, the son of Aminadab, shall be captain of the Benai Yehuda, the children, the sons of Judah. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 74,600. And those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the Benai Issachar, the sons, children of Issachar. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children, the Benai Zebulun, the sons of Zebulun, and his host, and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Yehuda were 100,000 and 4,600 throughout the armies. These shall first set forward. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the Benai Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the Benai Gad, the sons of Gad, shall be Eli Asaph, the son of Reuel, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuven were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forward in the second rank. Then the tabernacle, verse 17, then the tabernacle of the aggregation shall set forward with the camp of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the Benai Manasseh, the children, the sons of Manasseh, shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Binyam, and the captain of the Benai Binyamin, the sons of Benjamin, shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 30,500. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the Bani Dan, the sons of Dan, the children of Dan, shall be Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai, and his hosts, and those that were numbered of them were 72,700, and those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the Bani Asher, the sons, the children of Asher, shall be Pagiel, the son of Okran, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the Bani Naphtali, the sons, the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahira, the son of Enan, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those that were numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But, however, Halloween, the Levites, the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, were not numbered among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, Moses. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, did according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moses, Moshe. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward everyone after their families, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarch.
I'm gonna testify.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
for this Shabbat here for the 7 days. We're at the third day right here. So that was the first three Aliyot here, Aliyah day, portion from the Torah reading and feeding here with this fourth book of Moses that's known as Numbers. So the first thing that we should observe is that Yisrael, Israel, in good standing, right, in good covenant keeping, is highly efficient and highly organized. This is what this book right here brings out, the first theme right here, the order of the host, of the armies, of the laborers, right, everyone having their definitely assigned tasks, roles, and responsibility. But there's a theme here as well. There's a theme right here as well because they are getting ready, at least at this point of the narrative, right, to form an army, right, in order to go forth to war and to inherit the land and to inherit the Kanaanu, the Canaanite land. Now, of course, here in this fourth book, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs and follies and undercrowns that are coming forward, even the 40-year wandering. Even though at this very point, it did not have to be that way. But because one did not hear or did not hear properly, you know, we learn about obedience as well. You know, we learn about the command and control as well. We learn about organization as well right here. And this is in addition to those items that one might call so-called religious on that level, but the other areas of people activity. I'd like to also address one of the themes right here, right at the outset here early in this Shabuah, as we are counting this sixth Shabuah, you know, fulfilled, you know, from that first day, the resurrection, the Bikurim, Habarim. So let's rise up.
The body to around the wicked as a crumble, Abbey Bible. Shout up to some and the wicked them chimble. The body to Abbey Bible. Shout up to some and the wicked them chimble. The body to around the wicked as a crumble, Abbey Bible. Shout up to some and the wicked them chimble. The body to around the wicked.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
My cycle and the golden mean ratio,
golden mean ratio,
golden mean ratio.
Some might think by this Torah portion that there's a lot of enumeration, you know, within the numbers.
So right here, this is on the book of Numbers, from the perspective of numbers, even the sacred geometry and the high math science numbers that many in studying this book find in this book right here, the fourth book of Moses, the fourth book of the Torah, that is known as the book of Numbers. So here.
My cycle and the golden mean ratio,
golden mean ratio,
golden mean ratio.
Some might think by this Torah portion that there's a lot of enumeration, you know, within the numbers. It's the book of numbers, the Hebrew book of numbers. And we can look at the sacred geometric scientific revelation in the book of numbers, like, you know, the pyramid, some say the size of the earth, you know, the rotation of the heavens, the speed of light. There's this sacred geometric, mathematics that are found in the book of numbers. So when we view the book of numbers from a scientific, sacred geometric, sacred geometry, pi and phi, and the phi cycle and the pi cycle and the golden mean ratio, and we start to look at the book of numbers in that way, we'll see a lot of evidence. There's much evidence there. This is where some say that the book of numbers is actually so-called taken from Egypt, and that's not really about, you know, the number of the physical, you know, tribes of Israel at that time. They'll say that because these numbers are what you call
perfect numbers, explaining sciences that only have been, in at least human awareness, recovered popularly nowadays, like where, you know, the speed of light is measured, you know, the size of the pyramid, also the center of the earth. You know, a lot of things are contained within the typical numbers that we have of the tribes and of the fighting men and of the host of Israel within this very book, the book of numbers. So that's another approach to the book of numbers that ones and ones might hopefully find to be insightful and enlightening, as we're illuminating, you know, to illuminate on that particular aspect. But the truth of the matter is that both are true. In a sense, the two truths is that, yes, this is the number of the children of Israel at that time, and it is also the number of, you know, the calculation of the pyramid, you know, and, you know, the speed of light. Other sacred geometric pi and phi are found there, and some other very interesting, there's some pages out there actually speaking about the book of numbers, and let's get the exact article. There was one particular writer and researcher that I think is one of the first that really mined and plumbed and bottomed out, you know, the numbers in the book of numbers and what these numbers reflect in the equations of heaven and earth, right? In the, you could say, the unseen. Right? So there's a tangible that we have in the book of numbers, Bamidbar, the Sefer Bamidbar, and there's also the intangible that we have, like the speed of light, you know, like pi, like phi, like the golden mean ratio, like sacred geometry, like the measurement of the pyramid, and how is the pyramid at the center of the earth? You know, the pyramid is said to be located, and this is interesting, from ancient times, at the center of the earth. Now think about it. If it's a Baal, like the Baalim, like the Baal, you know, like those who worship Baal and Baal, say, if it's really a ball, then how around the side of a ball is that going to be the center of the earth? You know, how is that going to be the center of the earth? You know, based on that. They'll probably try to tell you, well, roughly around the equator, so forth and so on. Therefore, that's the reason why. But it doesn't mean the center in that sense, but how is that the center when we have the other side of the earth over there? According to the Baal and the ball and the so-called false, blasphemous, helio, so-called centric model. You know, so that's also another proof of the flat horizon. Ancient Egyptians knew of the flat horizon. They also knew that the heavens, the Shamayim, the Sham, the place of the Mayim, the place of the waters, that the heavens turn. As the heavens turn, it's the heavens that turn. And it's really the heavens that is more of what we see the dome, as it were. But the heavens is more of what we can call a globe, right, that turns around. It's like a bubble. It's like a bubble in water. Remember, there's water everywhere. There's water above. That's why we call it the heavens, the Shamayim. Sham. Sham means there. It's the word for there, Sham, like there, over in that place, Sham, right? Sham, Mayim. Mayim means waters.
Have you ever heard of when he talked about the seven seas, sailing the seven seas? The seven seas do not just refer to the seven earthly seas, but there's also the seven heavenly seas. And thus we have also the seven heavens. Now we have the seven continents, right, and the seven main large bodies of water as well. So we have this as above, so below, even right there within the whole matrix of things. Right, so the earth is a non-rotating plane. We call it the geoplane. Some might even call it the geodesic plane. Right? It's a plane. So here we have also the linear, you know, the linear geometry as well. Right? And there was something that we had thought on concerning the Shakespeare. Remember Shakespeare, they had the Globe Theater. Remember the Globe Theater, quote, unquote, the Globe Theater? Now, notice something about the Globe Theater. Often it's said that the world is a stage, right? The world is a stage. I think this also is ascribed to Shakespeare, and there is some either black Jewish or black royal noble kind of relation. In other words, of his descendancy, him being a black man, Shakespeare, the one they call Shakespeare. You know, there's some researchers and writers who have said that as well. Put that in your notes, and we'll seek to, you know, bottom that out and find out the more full of that. But I think it was Shakespeare and Shakespeare's writing, William Shakespeare, where it was said that the world is a stage, and we all actors, or perhaps in one of his plays. Some of you might know it a little bit better. We can look it up, but just a kind of a point of reference right here. So the Globe Theater, notice one thing about the Globe Theater. The Globe Theater, the stage is what? The stage is level. The stage is not a curved stage. The stage is not like a ball, you know, but the stage is a flat stage. That's just like the earth plane. It's a flat, you know, flat. When we say flat, we say flat. There are mountains, as we mentioned. There are mountains. The mountains rise above the horizon. There are valleys, and the valleys go below the horizon. There's the depths, and even the depth of depths, you know, and the height of heights, right, just on the earth plane. So it's not flat. This is why we put out that disclaimer about is it flat, because people thought that we just gone along with just what's going on out there. No, we've been studying this. Right. We've been studying this, and with the new and the latest information and other observations and data and facts and documents and going to the scriptures, right, and also just observing, you know, to observe. Right? Because we've been observing this as well. That's why I've mentioned to others, even if you're like in the city somewhere or you're in a private home or something like that, but be safe and be careful, you know, go up to the roof. Right, go up to the roofs, you know, so spend some time on those roofs, you know what I'm saying? Go up to the roofs, right, and you can really look around, and you'll see it. It's like the theater in the round, right? That's what they call it, like the theater in the round. And this is why even the ancient, like, Colosseums, it was also the stage, it was flat, right? But then there's a curvature, right? There's this curvature, like the circle, as it were. The circle of the earth does not mean it's a ball or a ball, right, or a global, right? Global isms and schism, it all connects with Balaam, right? Balaam, and also the sin of Balaam is connected with those two words, right? They're not the same. Balaam, Baalim, right? B-A-A-L-I-M, and then you have Balaam, or B-A-L-A-A-M. Just make a distinction. But they're talking about the global, right, and also the false pseudo-prophets, right, of Baal, of Baal, right? And then we have, you know, the Babylon Jezebel, you know? And how do these theories, false theories and ideologies and devil philosophies, how do they come to the forefront? Well, you know, it goes back to the Galileo, you know, and the so-called Rome. And understand who was advocating what. See, this is the key. This is the key that should really settle it all for once and once. Who was actually pushing the Baal and the Baal philosophy? It was mystery Babylon, right? It was the papacy and the Vaticanus. The Vaticanus, that is the Nicolaitanes, the priesthood, right, from Revelation, Nicolaitans, Nicolaitanes, that hijacked the Roman Catholic Church, the Catholicos Church. And as the man said, we were Catholicos when you understand what kataholos truly means. Right, so when we say firebun, we've got firebun the Romanisms and schisms and the Vatican, or as Rastaman said, the Vatican. Right, firebun the Vatican with their spiritual sodomy. Right, spiritual sodomy and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. But this is why it says in Revelation, let him who has what wisdom, right, count the number. Right, count. So this is what numbers here, speaking of account and accountability, right? And every servant, right, in Jah's camp, in Jah's army, right, in Jah's armies, the Tzeba, the plural, Tzebaot, Yahweh's Tzebaot is numbered. Every servant, right, has his definitely assigned, you know, place, right, knows his place in Jah's family. Nothing is left to to self-will. Right, so with that particular word there in mind, just to say, state a couple of words here, you know, in this Shavua here, as we are actually also in speaking of count and accountings, we're looking at the seven, you know, and counting that seven, right? How do we count that particular seven? Right, you know, we talk about the seven, because we was looking at the six. Is it a 6 week? But coming up, actually, right, almost like right around the corner, is the 28th of May. Right, 28th of May as well. And you know, within the Ethiopic, the true church and the professing church, and according to the Ethiopic Kingdom of God, that's the Ba'ale, right? The Ba'ale, the feast or the festival of the manifest Kedush, the Ruach HaKodesh of the Holy Spirit, speaking of the harvest or the Pentecoste, the harvest within the Brit Hadasha, the Hadis Kidan, or the renewed covenant sense. So also going to look at that as well, because coming up on the 28th, you know, so, you know, let's reason more.
Yes. This was previously recorded, but because of the connection with where we're at right here, this year, looking at the 2nd of June, you know, but the fulfillment when it's fully come for I and I, the 12th, the Sunday coming forward, the first day on the mall after the Shabbat.
Yeah, right, as our master teacher, Jesus Christ, Isis, Jesus Christos, says to us, if he's shown us earthly things and we don't comprehend or understand it, so if we can comprehend or understand the earthly or the natural things, that would give us a foundation, right, so as we build. Right, as we build onward and upward as well. So the book of Numbers has many numbers, right? Much numbers. And some of the numbers relate to the actual number of the children of Israel, we could say on the ground, the groundation, but then the numbers also relate to the heavenly children of Israel. Remember, there are 12 tribes, right? There's 12 tribes, and there's 12 so-called signs of what they call from the Greek, the zodiac, right? Or the zodiac, the circle of animals. Now, it was interesting as well. Within this Torah portion, we have the banners. There's the banners, the standards, the degel, right? The banners for the individual tribes, and also we have it from the blessing, the baraka, for each of the sons, the patriarchal blessing of Yaakov, for his Yaakov, i.e. Israel, Yasharel, for his 12 sons, and then we also have the fullness of Orit Zedagim, in Bamarinya, the Torah of repetition, known as the fifth book of Moshe, right, or the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, a.k.a. the Sefer Devarim, we have the Mosaic or Moshe's blessing for those 12. So now remember to Abraham, what was said to Abraham? What's the first word that was said to Abraham? Just beginning off this fourth book right here to get a good foundation on what this book is really about counting, about accountability, about numbers, Bamidbar, right? Bamidbar. We have Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. It says, look toward heaven, look toward the Shemayim, right, and count the stars, Kokobim, right? If you are able to count them, and he said, speaking of Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, so shall your offspring, so shall your what? So shall your who? So shall your offspring be, right? So shall the offspring be. Now this is 15 and 5, right? And Bereshith, the first book, right? Just to show the significance. So we start to see that these numbers that we have in the book of Numbers also reflect the heavenlies. Well, of course it does. See, this gives us a key insight, right? A key insight. Even when we look at the Lucifer matrix, where it says that Lucifer, right, or the son of the morning seeks to raise his throne above the stars, right, above the stars of heaven. Who are the stars of heaven, right? Explaining scripture with scripture, right? All scripture, right, was written, you know, by the inspiration, right, the in-breathing, that he who has ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven. Look now toward the heavens. Look now toward heaven. Right? He brought him abroad and said, look now. What is it right here? It says, what? Habet na. Ha shamayma. The shamayma. Look towards the shamayma. I know here Shemaimah is interesting because Shemaim in the plural sense, but Shemaimah, ha Shemaimah. Look now toward heaven and count the stars, right? And count the stars, right? Sefor ha kokabim. Sefor, cipher. Sefor, right? Ha kokabim, right? The stars. If thou be able to count them. And he said to him, so shall thy seed He says to him, so shall thy seed be, right? And he said to him, Wayomerlo, ko, right? Ko, yihye, zaraka, right? Zaraka, right? So shall your seed be. Now, he brought him forth abroad. And the plain meaning is that he took him outside his tent to gaze upon the stars. Now, the Midrash is said to interpret that, abandon thine astrological speculations, or the speculations of the other people, the nations, which were already being deceived by the fallen, the Nephilim, right, and the deceived men and people and the counterfeit shamans and the other ones who were deceived by the lying spirits. Now abandon thine astrological speculations, for thou hast seen in thy constellation that thou art not destined, some say, to have children. Right? Some people say that right there, right? It is true that Abraham and Sarai will be childless, but Abraham and Sarah will have a child, and I will change your name. This is what Rashi interprets that right there. Now, others observe that Ishmael was born to him while the patriarch's name was yet Abraham. His fear, however, had been that he would not have a son, a bane, to be his heir, whereupon Elohim assured him that as Abraham, not as Abraham, so you see the name change, the name change, as Abraham, he would have such a bane. Right, he would have such a child. This is a note right here, and this is where we get that he amened in Yahuwah, in Jehovah. Right, in verse 6 it says, and he amened in Jehovah. Right, by Yahuwah. Right, it says that he amened. Why Yah Shimbaha, lo, right, lo, Sedaka. And he counted it to him for righteousness, right? In spite of the extreme improbability of the promise, he did not request a sign or some proof to know, although he did ask for one in respect of the promise that he would possess the land. So he didn't ask that concerning the child, but he asked that concerning the land, right? And he was given that concerning the land because Jah had already spoken to him concerning the bane and the child and the son and the heir and the seed, right? And he makes the connection very clear right here, right? Count the stars if thou be able to count them. And he said, so shall thy seed be, that thy seed shall be as the stars of the Shemaimah, right? As the stars of heaven. So when we speak about the numbers, right, in the book of Numbers, we both have as above, so below, or as below, so above. And the Messiah, Rabboni, says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Howl.
So let's take the time to learn to count and to be accountable.
So numbers, right here. Look a bit on the numbers, gonna look at the sacred geometrical numbers and the numbers that seem to reflect a lot of high science, you know, concerning the heavens and concerning the earth, even the earthly plane.
I'm going to testify.
And that part right there about the stars, while we play this little clip right here. Yes,
my God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Yeah, I'm that guiding star.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta. How long it takes to grow up. Because what is the beginning to the end, you can never change. So let us Rasta from Krishna.
Classic tune right here, here, here. Every nigga is a star. Shine, shine.
Yeah, Rastafari. Well, let me look and tell them, sir, rude boy. Let me look and tell them. Well, I say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all. And I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Dunn's River Fall. I'm going to tell them, rude boy. African people, come follow me. Hear this. Well, every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a rag we a brag and a blar we a blar. Teeth white like a sow, skin black like a tar. And then it's an empty we are the two and we a star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we. Because of deep down in the Africa we poor parents from. When we never did have no need in the sisters star come. When animals were tame and we shared this bed home. We used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and old. When exploiters they came with religion and known. They rob us of our culture and our kingdom the throne. And I kept us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding us home. We have to taste them crazy ball, let us out with town. And I we plant the corn and build the cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And brag me a brag and a blar me a blar. Teeth white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere you see them are the show. Them a star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the city coming up a jada. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go come in on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super you be hear me now star. Oh when Jaga come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither check the side with the guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And rock me a brother and a blur me a blur. Teeth white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the two. We are star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow. Because this is not the manor, Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one Skeletor. This is not Jaws and make-believe Jungle Star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalana, this a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane got the unquail cigar. Under the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super you be hear me now, star. And a blogger me a blogger and a blar me a blar. Them never make no weapon, figure fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a rock we a blogger and a blar we a blar. Teeth white like a snow.
Yes, 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 the cat, super cat right here, every nigga is a star. Remember, that's how ones and ones would greet one. What a guan, wife and star. That's how we used to greet one and one. Just like we used to say, soul people, what happened to that? Shine, shine, shine.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
We're here today, daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 57. Today's daily psalm in the evening psalm here, Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asamor, 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 le'asamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done.
For I. So here for this sabbatical study, Rastafari Shabbat Strong. We're in the beginning the fourth book, Bamidbar, in the wilderness in the Hebrew. Right? Bamidbar, some of them says Bamidbar. Actually, it's pointed as Bamidbar, in the wilderness, wilderness here. So pick up with Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to Numbers chapter 4, verse 20. So here's just an overview right here. I'm going to ride up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 57. I'm going to first ride up with the Amharic. We don't have anything already recorded, so we're going to go live, you know, from the Metas Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, with Psalm 57. Just a note to the Chabarim, to disciples, to the fellows. We had Psalm 58 in the previous Shavua. These psalms here are very much connected. Some might call them the persecution psalms. It's evidence, confidence in danger amongst cruel enemies. So here, picking up with the sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, an overview right here. Here we have the book that's called in the English translation, the Book of Numbers. It begins precisely, the Midbar begins precisely where the Book of Exodus, where Shemot left off. So Book 4 begins where Book 2 had left off, with the glory of Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, hovering His glory, His kabod, hovering over the tabernacle, over the Mishkan. As the Bnei Yisrael, as the sons of Israel, the Israelites encamped at Sinai, even at the foot of Har Sinai, Mount Sinai. On the first day of the 13th month, following the exodus from Mitzrayim, from the Hetkapetah, from Egypt, exactly 30 days after the tabernacle was first consecrated, after it was erected, after the tent was pitched, and after it was set apart, consecrated. Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, commanded Moses to take a census of all the Israelite males, of all the B'nai Yisrael, the males, the Zakar, the Zakarim, the Zakars, the males, over 20 years of age, who could and who would bear arms. Now, note this here, Hebraically, this is all part of the inheritance. In other words, a landlord might own a piece of land, might have told the previous tenants that you got to go, right? Maybe they don't want to go. Maybe the landlord can remove them, him or themselves, or when they rent out the property to new tenants, that now responsibility is also part of their tenancy. So the same is with Yisrael. Very interesting when we look at the Hebrew words for inherit. Right? Going to do a study on that. But here, Ha'ilahim, the Elohim Yahweh, commanded Moses to take a census of all the Israelite males, the sons, the mandem, all the males over 20 years of age who would bear arms. This is a phrase that comes through in the translation, go forth to war in Yisrael. So Moshe and the heads, the Roshim, the Rashes, the Rosh in the Hebrew, Re'ith in the Ge'ez, in the Amharic, Ras, very same Afro-Semitic root word. So the Roshim, the heads, the Rashes, the Rosh, the Roshim and Moses, the head of each of the tribes, the Rashes, the head of each of the tribes, they recorded the results. And the results was the number 603,550 mandem men, 20 years of age and over, who would be arms in all. Now, this number did not include Ha-Luim, did not include the Levites. However, since they were designated to take care of Ha-Mishkan, of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place, and its furnishing during the journey, during the tribes and the journeys. Now, Ha'el, the Almighty, gave instructions on how the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelite camp, how the camp was to be arranged, how it was to be organized and arranged. The tabernacle, Ha-Mishkan, the dwelling place, the sanctuary, would occupy the central location. It's like when I and I say groundation, foundation in the holy place. The tabernacle, Ha-Mishkan, would occupy the central location with three clans, the three clans of Ha-Luim, of the Levites, the Lewawion, surrounding it on the north, on the south, and on the west. Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron's tents were placed before the entrance, which was on the east side. Now, the 12 other tribes, right, they were divided into four groups of three. Now, take note of the numbering. Remember, there's 12 tribes, right? Now, we have the Levites are not included in the number, but still we are counting 12 tribes. Do the math. So the 12 other tribes were divided into four groups of three, each of which had its own flag, which is its banner, its standard. Each one shall pitch, according to King Jamesian English, by its own standard. That's speaking of the flag. So each, once again, the 12 other tribes were divided into four groups of three, and each of them would have their own flag, as well as their own tribal leader's tent. All of the tents of the B'nai Yisrael, of the Israelites, were to face, point two, and were to face Ha-Mishkan, was to face the tabernacle, the holy place, as Kedus Estefanos, St. Stephen calls it in Acts of the Apostle, the church, the Hebrew church. The church in the wilderness is the tabernacle. So all the tents of the children of Israel were to face the tabernacle on every side. This camp formation was to be strictly maintained, strict maintenance to this order. You talk about organization. Well, this is the beginning of the real organized nation. This camp formation was to be strictly maintained while traveling and while trotting throughout the desert, throughout the wilderness. Now, a general census of the Levites of Haluim, the tribe of the Lewawian, the Levites, was then performed, a general census. Now, originally, all firstborn sons of Israel, take note, originally, say in the beginning, originally all the firstborn sons of Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were to serve as their family's priest. Did you know that originally all of the firstborn sons of Israel were to serve as their family's priest, their family's Kohen? But because of the sin, the ukri, right, the hatat, the het, the ukri of the molten calf, the egel masekah, the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, scripture calls it the molten calf, the egel, the calf, maseka, which was molten. So because of the ukri, the sin, the fornication, the falling short, the missing the mark of the molten calf, this privilege, this ancient privilege that even other nations still practice at that particular time, this privilege was revoked. Once again, originally, all of the firstborn B'nai Yisrael, sons of Israel, was to serve as their family's priest. See, I'm emphasizing this point because in the Hebrew and Yehudi and Israelite context, this now makes sense truly according to the foundation in the holy place of what we have in the Brit Chadashah. What we have in the New Testament, particularly in the Epistle to the Hebrews, what is bringing out that right, and even what St. Peter, what Peter speaks about, right, becoming that nation of the priesthood again, that right of priesthood, that kingdom of the priesthood, once again returning with the advent of the Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, or according to Ethiopic Enoch, the book of Enoch, the Messiah in the first advent, the Messiah, the son of the womb man, the Messiah of the parables, of the proverbs, the Messiah of the allegories. So originally all the firstborn sons of Israel were to serve as their family's kahin, their family's kohen, their family's priest. But because of the ukri, the sin of the molten calf, falsely called golden calf, this privilege was revoked. And Haluim, the Levites, the Lewawian, who did not participate in that sin, in that ukri, were chosen instead. So this is how the tribe of Levi exclusively maintains the sanctuary. Not all of the Levites are priests, but all of the priests are Levites. And this is the reason right here. So Hailahim, Yahweh, he who we be instructed, Moses, Moshe, to count all of the male Levites over the age of 1 month, over the age of one moon. What was the result? The result was fairly even, 22,000. Moshe then counted all the firstborn, B'nai Yisrael, all of the firstborn sons of Israel. And what did he discover? He discovered that there were 22,273. So get the math here, even in this book called Numbers. So we had of the Levites, all the male Levites that were over the age of 1 month, The result was 22,000. Then in counting all the firstborn sons of Israel, there was 22,273. Therefore, do the math. There were 273 more firstborn B'nai Yisrael, sons of Israel, than male Israelites, the male Levites. Again, there were 273 more firstborn sons of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, than there were male Levites to represent them. So remember, in connecting what originally it was with the sons of Israel that were firstborn, they would serve as a family priest, then that right being revoked because of what happened with the sin of the molten calf, also with the breaking of the covenant. They actually broke the covenant at that time, and then when Moshe went back up, it was renewed to them, right, because of Moshe's advocacy. But now in setting up the camp, it's now the Levites that have the complete function of the holy place, and it is the descendants of Aaron, who is also of the tribe of Levi, but his sons, who would be the Kohanim. So therefore, when any son of Israel, any Israelite would offer, they could not offer any sacrifice without going through the properly appointed ministers of the holy place for the covenant-keeping Israelites, and that would be the Levites. But how was this to be worked out? It was worked out right here with the census and with the 273 difference in the number of firstborn Israelites to the male Levites to represent them. Those who lacked a corresponding Levite, and this was determined by lot, those who lacked a corresponding Levite had to pay a 5-shekel ransom. We could call it a 5-shekel ransom. For what purpose? To redeem themselves, because they did not have a representative at the altar, and they could not go to the altar. Even as Israelites, firstborn sons of Israel, none could go to the altar but the Kohanim, who are Levites, and the Levites who serve in the tabernacle. So with those Israelites, the 273 that was more so, they needed a representative. Therefore, they had to pay the 5 shekel, right, the 5 silver currency ransom for the reason of redeeming themselves. So here we understand the principle of redeeming is buying back, purchasing back. And we also understand that one could be redeemed by someone else, a kinsman, even a kinsman redeemer, or one could, according to the principle here, redeem themselves. So based on the lot that was drawn to find out, well, who amongst the sons of Israel would be the 273, and they would pay the 5-shekel ransom, the fine, and therefore redeem themselves. Within the tribe of Levi, in the tribe of Levi, there were 3 separate family clans to be counted. In the tribe of Levi, there were 3 separate family clans. Now, sometimes the word for clan is used as mispaka. You might hear ones and ones use that term mispaka, or in a more, you know, enunciation, mispaka, 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 or some will say mispaka. Mispaka. A mispaka is a family, but it's like the family circle of relations, almost extended ones, the ones who are related, right? But then we have the Beit Av. The Beit Av is the more proper family, and Beit Av, Beit means house of the father. So in the Hebraic sense, a father, the father figure is important in the context of what is the family. But then you have the mispaka. Right. So, for example, a man may have his primary wife, but he might also have had other women. So the primary wife is part of that Beit Av, but the other relations and children are part of that family circle, which is often referred to nowadays as the family clan. These are considered to be family, and they're part of the family circle. So within the tribe of Levi, right, there were 3 separate family clans, and this was based on the lineage of Levi's 3 sons, who was Levi's three sons, the patriarch Levi, Lewi. His three sons were Gershon, was Kohath, and was Merari. His three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Each of these clans was assigned specific duties. Each of them had specific duties. It wasn't up to them to choose what they wanted to do. No, they had specifically assigned duties to help and to assist HaKohanim, the priests, namely Aaron and Benaiah and his sons, Benav, to do the work of HaMishkan, to do the work of the tabernacle, to do the work of the Hebrew church in the wilderness. Now, the clan of Gershon was responsible for the woven materials of the tabernacle. That means that when the tabernacle was ready to move, when Jehovah took the cloud off of the tabernacle, it was a signal to the whole camp that it's time to get ready to move. Therefore, the clan of Gershon, their responsibility in the tabernacle was the woven, all the materials that was woven. Next, we have the clan of Merari. The clan of Merari, what do? They handle the wooden framework. All of the wooden framework of the sanctuary of the tabernacle in the wilderness, the church in the wilderness, Merari handled, as well as including the courtyard and its sockets. Then we have the clan of Kohath. The clan of Kohath was responsible for carrying the sacred furnishings themselves. The clan of Kohath. For carrying the sacred furnishing themselves, and this includes, right, but not limited to, the Ark of the Covenant. Now note this, that Aaron u-Benaiah and his Benav, his sons, namely at this time Eleazar and Yitamar, because we know the other two sons got a burn notice, that was Nadab and Abihu, when they went to offer the Ishants, right, without instruction. Right. So now Aaron and his two sons, they were part of the Kohath. They were part of the Kohath clan, though they alone were separated for the special service, namely the special service of the Kohuna, the priesthood. Now, the Kohathites, they were warned. The Kohathites, remember the Kohathites, now they have charge of all of the sacred, you know, the sacred items, you know, the furnishings, including the ark itself. The Kohathites were warned not to directly touch any of the sacred objects. However, right, and only Aaron and his sons were permitted to insert the carrying poles and to cover the objects before they could be moved. So even with the Ark of the Covenant, when it was time to move, the tabernacle, Aaron, the high priest, the anointed, the Messiah, and his sons, the Messiahs, the Christians, the Hebrew Christians, I want to emphasize this point that the first Messiah in the scripture that we have here in the Hebrew scriptures is Aaron. So he's a type of the Messiah in the new covenant. And his sons, they would be the fellow Messiahs or those who are anointed, right? So we have the Moshiach Yeshua in the new covenant sense, and those of his disciples and the true followers of the Moshiach, right, especially of Yisrael, coming into that priestly role within the renewed covenant, just to understand the type. But even though now the Levites of the Levite Levitical tribe, the Kohathites, they are responsible for the holy furnishings, including the ark, they could not just go into the tent and do anything. First, Aaron and his sons would have to cover it, have to prepare it, you know what I mean, put the carrying poles, get everything ready, and then once it was ready, they would give the signal to the Kohathites, you know, therefore to, you know, pick it up and it's time to move. So just to point out that particular point right there, brothers and sisters and brothers, we got some basic questions here in this Bamidbar, as well as some more advanced questions and some interesting topics of discussion, some interesting reasonment items. But here, looking at the time right here, we have a psalm a psalm, today's daily psalm, confidence, isolence, and danger. Gonna ride up right here, here, here. Bamidbar in the world.
I'm gonna testify.
מזמור נון זין, למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם, בבורחו מפני שאול במערה, 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 במערה.
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me.
Honneni, Elohim, honneni, 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 honneni.
For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth, 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 above all the earth.
Yes, 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 today's daily psalm, today's daily psalm. So what do we have here? We have right here, 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 we have Psalm 57. The theme of Psalm 57 is confidence, isidence, Godfidence, Jafidence. Confidence in danger. Bomarinian and Harik bringing out from the Metask, it is Bechekain Teratoch Zen, amongst cruel, hard and cruel. Bechekain, Chekain, Teratoch, haters, enemies, Zen, amongst, amidst cruel enemies. Also, there's a reference to Psalm 108, Psalm 108. Verses 1 to 5, connection to today's daily psalm. So here, here, we have the similarity between this and the preceding psalm. Psalm 56 is very much apparent. So those who will seek to go into a study, right, a study right here, here, here. 56 psalm is themed faith triumphant, faith triumphant. Right, we have faith triumphant. And so we have a similarity between today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and the previous psalm, Psalm 56. There are external conditions, and the poet, the psalmist here ascribed to Dawid, to David, his state of mind, right, are the same in both compositions. Conformity, right, conformably with the heading. What's the heading here? The heading we have for the leader, the chief musician, Al Tashchet, which means in Hebrew, do not destroy, of David, a psalm of David, Miktam, a golden composition, when he fled from Saul, from Shaul, in the cave. So the conformability right there with the heading, Shaul or Saul, first king of Israel, the Benjamite, Saul's persecution of Dawid, of David, it suits perfectly the cry, the call, the shout, the cry of distress with its underlying note of certainty in the ultimate triumph and the ultimate triumph of the victory of good over evil. So here to zoom in even on some of the key words in the superscription as it puts it into better context right here. We have Al Tashchet. Al Tashchet. Recently we had Psalm 58, which is interesting because as it broke down and built right on the narrative, it brought out that phrase from the actual scripts where David was in the cave and Abishai, one of David's men, had come to him and was saying, listen, they don't even know we're here. We can sneak up and we can snuff. Let me snuff him. Abishai wanted to snuff Shaul on behalf of David. David. And David basically said, Al Tashchitehu. He didn't say Al Tashchet, do not destroy, but Al Tashchitehu, who, don't destroy him. And even imply that if you do that, right, who can raise a hand against the Lord's anointed? Another key theme is that Shaul was Moshiach. Saul was Messiah. In other words, Saul was a type of Christ. David also was anointed and Messiah. David also was a type of Christ. But note David's restraint. Here's the key. Time and time again, David has the opportunity, even in the cave, the incidences that happen in David's wandering and running from Saul's persecution, the times that David could have hurt or killed Saul. But David's idea was, who can raise their hand against Yahuwah's Mashiach, his Messiah, Mashiach-ho, Jehovah's Moshiach? Who can raise his hand? Even though one could have said to David, well, David, you know, you're anointed. David, you're Christ. You are anointed. But David had another regard. He decided, well, if Shaul is the Lord's anointed and he's king and he was anointed by Shemuel, by Samuel, so be it. He is the Lord's choosing. And if I have been anointed, well, I am the Lord's choosing. But this chosen of the Lord, speaking of Shaul, wanted to hunt down and kill David. But David, when given the opportunity, and even others could have done it, as Abishai almost begs and say, listen, I just go and juke him one time and that only time. And David turns to him and say, who can send forth their hand against the Lord's anointed, Jehovah's Moshiach, and be innocent? And even there's the implication in the reasonment that David is saying to him when you're reading the Hebrew, if you juke him, I will have to juke you. So basically, Al Tashchitehu, do not destroy him. Do not destroy him. So we have, this is the key, destroy not. Destroy not in the Hebrew here. That's the word that some might read as Al Tashit, Al Tashat, or whatever, but Al Tashchit, Tashchit, right? Do not shacha, right? Basically to destroy. Right? Destroy not. It's a command when speaking to a singular male. Right, if I'm saying to a male, a man say, I'm going to destroy him. I say, Al Tashchitehu. Al Tashchit, either don't destroy or Al Tashchitehu, don't destroy him. Again, we have in the next two Psalms, Psalm 58 and 59, the same theme of Al Tashchit, or the do not destroy. Interesting how King James and the King James Version of the Bible, in some places, right, in some places they leave in the Hebrew term, you know, but then they translate YHWH as their own tetragrammaton, L-O-R-D. But here they kept in that particular word, and we're going to ride up on them, Harik, which also has Atatifa, which has the same sense of do not destroy. But we have Al Tashchit here in Psalm 57, Mizmor Non Zayin, and we also have it in Psalm 58 and 59, and also in Psalm LXXV, in Psalm 80, Slika, in Psalm 75, L50X60X75. So we have Al Tashchit, do not destroy, in four Psalms, Psalm 57, 58, 59, and Psalm 75. Some say this is a name. Some say that Al-Tashkhit is a musical direction to the chief musician or to the leader, the musical director, the name of a song. On that, perhaps a remnant might be found. Some say when comparing the Al-Tashkhit with Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 65, LXV chapter 65 and 8. Isaiah chapter 65 and 8. This is just an overview right here. Brothers and sisters going to ride up with the world Amharic. But first, as His Majesty says, the Meseretawi Kwankwa, the Ibrayist, the Hebrew. So we're going to the foundational language. The foundational language, as Majesty points out, even in the preface to the revised, authorized, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5 and 5, that man who is the sign and the seal. So here we have Isaiah 60, let's go to 65 and 8, see what it says right here. Isaiah 65, verse 8, this is in the section the answer of Jehovah to the remnant, the answer of he who be who he be to the diaspora, to the remnant, to the remainder. Verse 8 reads, thus saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, as a new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, Al-Tashkhit, destroy it not, for a baraka, an increase, prosperity, or in translation, a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. So some say that this Al-Tashkhit, it might have had another more internal meaning among the Hebrews, as we would have even today in dance hall or in a gatherings music. We might be on this dub, on that rhythm, so forth and so on, or a direction to the singers and players of instrument, something that meant something to the people. And the Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8, is a ideal connection that reads, thus saith Jehovah, as a new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, Al-Tashkhit, destroy it not, for a baraka, a blessing in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. May not destroy them all. But that means that some might get it, you know. So many are called, few are chosen, all right? The whole three, you know, was it the three-fifths? Yeah. Well, here also in the cave, some say also links with an episode that's narrated in the historical books of the Hebrew scriptures, such as First Samuel chapter 22, First Samuel chapter 22. So just to put that into context, because we study it, the more we study it, we begin to recognize truly the Psalms are braided, right, with the Torah, and the Torah is braided in the historical books, the Ketubim, as well as reflected and braided in the prophets. And getting a good groundation, we can see the true context of what they call the New Testament. Outside is whitewashed Western Gentile counterfeit Christian, you know, paradigm. But here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, going to ride up with the world Amharic. First thing first, a first here, right here, native reader, Abraham Chebude, on the Make It Secure rhythm, coming forward.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 56 بقنف 57 لمزمران عليك عطاطفا كساول فيت ششتو بواشيا بنبربك جيزي يداويت قني مارين يا بيتو مارين نفسي انتن تامنالچنا ጉዳት ከታልፍ ድረስ በክንፎች ጥላት ታመናል ወደሚረዳኝ እግዚአብሔር ወደ ልዑል እግዚአብሔር እጮሃለሁ ከሰማይ ልኮ አዳነኝ ለረገጡኝም ውርደትን ሰጣቸው እግዚአብሔር ቸርነቱንና እውነቱን ላከ ነፍሴን ካንበሶች መካከለ አዳናት ደንግጬ ተኛው የሰው ልጆች ጥርሳቸው ጦርና ፍላጣ አንደበታቸው የተሳለሸው ሰል ነው አምላክ ሆይ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ለግሮቼ ወጥመድን አዘጋጁ ነፍሴንም አጎበጧ ጉድጓድን በፊቴ ቆፈሩ በርሱም ወደቁ ልቤ ጨካኝ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጨካኝ ነው እቀኛለሁ እዘምራል ክብሬ ይነሳ በገናና መሰንቆም ይነሱ እኔም አልጀነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአህዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግናለሁ በወገኖችም ዘንድ ዘምርልሃለሁ ምህረትህ እስከ ሰማይ ድረስ ከፍ ብላለችና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ አምላክ ሆይ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ
So here, this right up today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. Right here we have today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, as good as Psalm of David. Hamsa Sadis the Kinfwist Hamsa Sabat. So here from the ancient numbering, and here we're reading from the first edition from 2011 of the Parallel Bible, right here, the Parallel Psalms, right, the Book of Psalms, Mezmore Dawit, right, the Psalms of David, the Negus Dawit, known in the Ethiopic as the Mezmore Dawit, Parallel Bible version right here, containing one volume, both the 1611 AD English KJV, side by side with the Ethiopian King of Kings, 1961 AD, the Amharic text, originally published by Moah Anbesa Zem Neged Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah Has Prevailed, Garmawi Kermawi Hala Selassie, and Imperial Majesty Hala Selassie first. Siyume Xiavihel, Elector of Xiavihel, the Sustainer, and the Kusinagas, Set Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here we have the HIM Bible version side by side with the KJV, right here with some brief introduction, annotation, and commentary by I, Rasi Adino Stefari, I, Rasi Yadin, right here. This was a special jubilee printing in the 400th year of the KJV. Side by side, the two rulers that we have noticed in history that according to the ruling that they ruled, you know, as ones upon thrones connected with the Bible, were to also publish the Bible, and the only kings or emperors to do so, one was King James, and the other, of course, is the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Ketamari, Hale Selassie. So here, side by side, so we can compare and contrast. Once again, Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David. Mezmor Hamsa Sabat. So it's 57. This is the later numbering. In the earlier numbering, as we have in the Metzav Kedus, Mezmor Dawit, Hamsa or Hamsa Sidis, 56, Bekinth Wist, in parentheses, Hamsa Sabbat. So there's an older numbering where some of the psalms, actually like Psalm 9 and 10, it connects, and other psalms, some psalms are connected. So the numbering is slightly different from the ancient numbering, but corresponding with today's numbering in his Matthew's Bible, in the parenthesis, we have 57. Mezmor Dawit, Hamsa Sidis, Psalm of David, 56, Bekinth Wist, in parentheses, Hamsa Sabbat. Superscription. Lemezemran aleka atat tefa. Kasawol fita shashto, bewasha neberrebet gize, ye Dawit kene. KJV says the chief musician, Al Tashchet, of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Bamarinya lemharik le, 4-2, le mezemran, mezemran, the chanters of the mezmor, the Isis is the chanters, right, the praises, like the chorus, we could say, or the singers, right, le mezemran, aleka, aleka, the chief, le mezemran aleka, to the chief of the chanters, the musicians, atatefa, 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 atatefa bamarinya, correspond with the Hebrew al-tashchet, al-tashchet, meaning do not destroy. Do not thou, speaking to a male, do not the I destroy. Do not thou destroy. Now here we have a little write-up here in the Parallel Bible published by the Lion of Judah Society of His Majesty here. It says, also this can be transliterated. We go through a little bit of the transliteration from what the KJV has there with the T-A-S-C-H-I-T-H. You know, how would one pronounce that? Well, look at the Hebrew. It's al-tash-tash-chet, tash-chet. It really doesn't bring it out. They kind of blur the S-C-H there. More better, they could have pronounced or transliterated as A-L for not, al, and T-A-S-H, right? And then we have a space, and then we have chet. So it's sh-chet. Tashchet, tashchet, which means do not destroy. So this title superscription is attached to the next two psalms, as we mentioned, Psalm 58, 59, do not destroy. These are do not destroy psalms, as well as Psalm 75. Now, a remnant to this type of song, composition, and melody is thought to be found in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. Now, interestingly enough, the Masoretic Hebrew here and elsewhere, it matches exactly to the natural etymology of the Royal Amharic, the original manuscript, explaining previously unclear, speculative, or even uncertain ancient terms, biblical ideas, and cultural contextualities manifold, dot, dot, dot. It could have went on in the footnote there, but just to, you know, a word to the wise, right there, there, there. So here, once again, superscription, le mezemran aleka, to the chief musician, the aleka of the mezemran, le mezemran aleka, atatefa, atatefa, do not destroy. Ka saol, saol, feet, from the face, the presence, the perception of Saul. Ka from Saul, Shaul, Saul, feet, face, here, ka Saul, feet, this expression, this phrase in the Amharic, from the face, from the presence of Saul, ka Saul, feet, sheshito, sheshito, sheshet, to flee, he fleed, sheshito, he fled, be washa, washa, bamarinya, washa is a cave, be washa, in cave, Bewasha be-neberrebet, be-neberrebet, when he was in it, be-neberrebet gizeh, in the time that he was in the cave when he fled from the face of Saul. Ye Dawit Kene. Now here we have Dawit Kene. Hold on for a moment. Let's see something right here. Just looking at the hard copy right here. Okay, we have Miktam. The word Miktam. So we're actually going over what we published in 2011. It is good, but we're seeking to perfect it. So we sometimes come across little typos, you know, that may have crept in the digitalizing of the King of Kings manuscript. Others digitalize it, but we're trying to go through some corrections. We're noticing right here that we don't have Miktam. Miktam is not in the English column right here. So that's another area. Hopefully we'll have the second edition, right, weeding out any errors in the first edition, but it's still useful. Just to share that, just keep it 100 with the brothers and sisters. But here we have Yadawit Kene. That corresponds to Miktam. Miktam, the Miktam. You'll see Miktam, or it might seem like Miktam, but Miktam. Miktam is often brought out as a golden composition. Ketem means fine gold in Hebrew. Mak can be said to mean meek in Hebrew, like meek and tom, and humble and perfect. So some say that Miktam, they look at it in the Hebrew etymology, and there's some various opinions on it, but the general consensus on this right here is a golden poem, a golden composition from the idea of Ketem. Ketem in Hebrew is fine gold. Gold in Hebrew is Zahab, right? Pizzazz in Hebrew is bling bling, just to point those things out right there. So a golden composition, right, or a monumental psalm, a psalm that's like a monument, a psalm that could be written on a monument, right, upon the monument of I and I heart. But here, the Amharic brings out the ancient sense of Miktam, where it has Yadawit of David Kene. Kene is a composition, like a rhyme, a verse, right, golden verses, golden rhymes, compositions, the Kene. So here, riding up once again, superscription in full, and then to verse 1 for today's daily psalm. B'sam Ab, Wawali, Wamenfes, Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, we be the one source, in the Jemralen, we begin. Mezmore Dawit, Hamsa Sedisbek, Influist, Hamsa Sabat. Psalm of David, Psalm 56, ancient pointing, modern pointing, Psalm 57. Lemezamurana leka atatefa. Kasawol feet sheshto. The washab and nabarrevet kize, ye Dawit kene. Uter and, verse 1. Mareng abetu, mareng nese, anten, tamna lechimna. Gudat is kita lift the rest, bekin foroche. Be merciful to me, Abetu, my father is father Ab of the Beit, father of the house. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until the calamities be overpassed. Mareng. Mare, have mercy, on I. Mareng, have mercy on I, Abitu. O Father, Mareng, have mercy upon I. Nefse, my soul, my psyche, anten, in the eye, anten, in the eye, and none other. Nefse, my soul, anten, in the eye, male. Tamna lechina, she trusteth, my soul, she trusteth in thee, in the eye. Nese anten tamna lechina, for my soul trusteth, she trusteth in ante. Nese anten tamna lechina. Gudat is kitalif teres. Gudat, like hurt, bringing out the sense of calamity, hurt, gudat, hurt, calamity, is kitalif, until it alefe, until it passes. Gudat iskitalif deres until Gudat hurt, calamity passes. Be kinfochi, kinfoch, kinif, kanf, like in Hebrew we say kanf, kanf, for wing, kinf, in Amharic. Be kinfoch, the plural sense. Be kinfochi, the at the end, speaking to he who be, who he be, in your male wings. Be kinfochi, tila, tila, the shadow, in the shadow of thy wings. Be kinfochi, tila, itaminalo, itaminalehu, itaminalo. I trust, right? I trust in the shadow. I take refuge, a sense of trustfulness, tamen. As we say, ras tamen. Tamen is to have faith, to trust, to credit. I will credit, I will trust, I will take, make refuge in that sense. Kutel and again, marein, abeto, marein. Nefse anten tamna lechina. Gudat is kuta lift the rest, be kinfoche tela itaminalo. Kutel hulet, verse 2. What a mi redain exiavihir. What a l'ul exiavihir. It's a hollow. I will cry to God Most High, to God that performeth all things for me, for I. Wode towards me redain, towards the one that helps I. Wode mi redain, reda, to help. Wode mi redain, wode mi redain, towards the one who helps I. Egziabiher, the sustainer, the good, the generous. Ab, egziabiher, egziabiher, the sustainer. Wode mi redan, to the sustainer who helps I. Wode towards leol, leol, leol exiavihir, to the Most High exiavihir, to the prince leol. In the scriptural sense, leol refers to one who is above, who is high. Alai, alai, ale, ale, alai, le'ul, the one who's high, but it's also used in the Davidic household sense for the term for the prince. So a prince may be known as a le'ul, le'ul, like a le'ul ras, like a high prince. He is the head, the ras, the head of the other rases, in other words. So, but in this context, it's speaking of the one who is above, the high, le'ul. Wode le'ul, in the sense of Most High, wode le'ul, to the Most High, exiavia, to the Most High sustainer, itchohalo, itchohalehu, itchohalo. I will cry, but the cry is not a boo-hoo-hoo cry. The cry is a shout, like you say, joh, in that sense. I will call out, I will shout out. Chohe, to shout. Itchohalo, I will shout, I will call and shouting. Wodemi redain exiavir, wodelul exiavir, chohalo. Kuter source, verse 3. Kasamai liko adanen, le regatunyema wordetina setacho. Exiavir netuna, eunetun lake. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Now, right here, here, the part about God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Here. The Selah is not found in the Royal Amharic, the reason being that in the Hebrew manuscripts, the Psalms compose their liturgy. The Psalms, especially from the Davidic, the Davidic upgrade, David, he set the order of priests. He set a lot of the pattern that brings us to the New Covenant sense of Psalms and praises and eyes and worship. David, Dawid being a man after Yahuwah, Exiavia's own heart. But here, Kuter Sos, verse 3, Kasamai, from heaven, Samai, Kasamai, from heaven, Liko, Liko, He's sending. Liko, lake means to send, here in the sense of liko. He having sent Kasamai. He having sent from the heavens. He having sent from the heaven. Here it says heaven in the singular sense. Just noting that right here. Hold on, just want to look at the hard copy, right, at His Majesty's manuscript. Just want to check on the pointing of the fidel. Okay, good. Kasamai liko adanein. 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 To save Adanein, the Nye, save I, Adane, Adane, he save Nye, he save I. Kasamai liko, from heaven having sent Adanein, he saved I. Le regatunyem, le regatu, for the one to regate, regatu, le regatu. KJV says, swallow me up. But the Ethiopic sense here is trample. They who trample ny, who trample I, le regetunyim, and those who trample I, wordetin, humiliation, degradation, setacho, he gave them. Le regetunyim wordetin, setacho, he gave them wordet, wordet, like worede mean to descend, like to come down. Wordet in this sense is like humiliation, degradation. Right? He gave them those who trample I, and those who trample I, he gave them humiliation. Exiavi herstena, chernet tunina, chernet, chernet, generosity, right? Often sometimes brought out as mercy, but from the archaic cher, chernet, cher, which it means generosity in the Amharic. We have cher for the archaic cher. So we have chernetu, chernetu, his generosity, chernetu nina, his generosity, and eunetun. Eunet is truth, eunetu, his truth, the truth, eunetun, emphasis on truth and generosity, lake, lake, he sent. Exiavir chernetuna eunetun lake. The sustainer sent his generosity, his open-handedness, and his reality, his truth. Kasamai liko adanein. Le regetunyim wordetin setach. Exiavir chernetuna eunetun lake. Puter arat. Verse 4. Nesein ka'abetso chakel adanat. Denigitse tenyao. Yeso lejocha tersacho torna flacha. Andabetacho yetesale shotelno. English. My soul is among lions. And I lay even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Bamarinya, Nefsein, Nefsein, my soul, my psyche, always she. Nefsein, my soul, my psyche, Nefsein, ka'an besoch. Anbesa a lion, anbesoch lions, ka anbesoch mekakel, in the midst of lions, right? Adanat, save her. He has saved her, right? It's interesting right here, when we look at the role of Amharic of this right here. Just want to check the printed, right? Yeah. He has saved her. He has saved her from amongst the lions. He has saved my soul. Nesein tan besoch mekakel adanat. Adanat. He has saved her. Denigitse. 90 seconds, y'all, just to give ones and ones a heads up right here, about to go into the grace of this podcast here. Stay tuned for the Midrash, the Hebrew. But here at verse 4, Nesein kan besoch mekakel adanat. and saved my soul. He saved my soul from the, amongst the lions. Den geche tenyao. Den geche. Den geche. Denegete is a shock, a type of shock. Denegete is a shock. Denegete, denegete, denegete is my shock. But as I study this word, I find that the real English sense would be a mental shock. Denegete, denegete, in a mental shock, tenyao, tenyao, I lay down. So even when I lay down, my mind is like awake. I'm like in a mental, like a mental state of shock. Then gete tenyao, tenyao, I tenya. I've laid down in a mental shock, like trying to get rest, but your mind is shocked. Yes, so lejoch. Yes, so, yeah, of Saul, of man, lejoch, children. Yes, so lejoch, the children of men, the sons of men. We have the sense of the sons of men or humanity. Yes, so lejoch, teresacho, teresacho, teres, teres. In them hard, teres is teeth. Teres is teeth. Teresacho is their teeth. Yes, so lejoch, teresacho, the children of men, the children of humanity, their teeth. Torina, filata, tor. A tor is a spear. A tor is a spear. Torina, a spear, and filata. Filata is a projectile, is a missile, or in the old world sense, an arrow. In the modern sense, like a missile. But torina, filata, spear and arrow. Their teeth, spear and arrow, and missiles and projectiles. Andebetacho. Andebet, andebet sometimes is put out as their tongue, but andebet, Bamarinya is like their style of speech, how they speak. Andebetacho, their style of speech. Yetesale, yetesale, that which is sale, tesale, that which is sharp. Yetesale, a sharp, shotel, shotel, sword, nau. It is. Their style of speech is a sharp sword. Kuter arat again. Nefsin. Kandesoch mekakel adenat. Denigitse tenyao. Yesole joch tersacho torna filatza. Kandebetacho. Yetesale shotelno. Kuter amist. Verse 5. Amlakoi. Besamayat lai kef kefbel. Be thou exalted, O source, above the heavens. May thy glory be above all the earth. Amlakoi. Here, Amlak is the word that usually would correspond in the translations to God, usually. Right? Usually, Amlak. So we're searching this word right here, source. Source. It would be a good reference in the English. We usually would say source, right? Source, O source. Amlak hoy, O source. Worshipful one, O source. Amlak hoy, O source. Besamayat. Semayat. Semayat is heavens. Earlier in the psalm, it had in verse, which verse was it? Verse 3 says, Kasamai. Samai is singular, is one. Heaven. Samayat is heavens. Besamayat, lie. Lie upon. Besamayat, lie upon the heavens. Kef kef bel. Kef kef, high high. Bel. Be high high. Be high high. Be exalted. Kef kef bel. Be high high. Besamayat, lie. Kef kef bel. Be high high upon the heavens. Kubrahim. Kubr. Glory. Kubrih. The I male glory, Kibrahim, and thy male glory, the midder upon the earth, the midder hulu, all the earth, all the land, the midder hulu lie upon all the earthly plane, to whom let she be, Kibrahim, here his glory is brought out as she. Am Lakoi, O source, the Samayatalai, Kef Kef Bel, be thou high, high above the heavens, Kibrahim, and thy glory, the Midrahulu, lie upon all the earth, upon all the land, all the entirety of the earthly plane. Tehun, let your glory, let she be above all the earth. And we say she, because if it was he, if the glory is being brought out in the energetic he, it would be Yehun, Yehun. Here it is Tehun, let she be. Kibrahim, Bemidur Hululai, Tehun. Kuter Sedish, verse 6. Le Groche, Wet Medin Azagaj, Nesenema, Gwebetuat. Good God, Befiteya Kwasaru, Beersum Wedeku. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul, she is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. Le igroche. Igr is foot. Igroch is feet. Igroche is my feet. Le igroche. For my feet. To my feet or for my feet. Wet med. Wet medin, wet med. Wet med is a trap, like an animal trap, like a scandalion, a scandal. A scandal is a trap to catch animal by the feet. Le groche, wet medin. For my feet, a trap, a snare. Azegaju, azegaju, azegaju. They have prepared. Le groche, wet medin, azegaju. Nefsenim, and my soul, my psyche. Nefse, nefse nim, and as for my soul, my psyche, agwebetu at, agwebetu, agwebetu, they bend over at, they bend her over, they seek to bow her down, almost like hunchback, agwebetu, they cause her to be hunchback, bent over, agwebetu at, they bend over my psyche, nefse nim, agwebetu at. Good God, a pit, befite, in my face, before me, in my presence, before I or in my face, good God, befite, kweferu, kweferu, they dig a good God, a pit, before me, in my face, be arsum. And in him or in it, Be'ersum Wedeku, Wedeku, Wedeka means to fall, Wedeku, they fell. Also, Wedeka means to fall, but in an academic sense, we can also say if somebody fails, like if you fail something, Wedeka. Wedeka, you fell, you fell, you fail. So in it, or by way of this pit that they have dug for me and for I and I, they themselves fall into it and they fail. Their conspiracy to trap I and I fail, but they literally, they fall, right? The test, they fail. Le groche wet medin azegaju. Nefsenim agwebetu at. Good guabe fite kwaferu. Arsum wedeku. Kuter sabat. Verse sabat 7. Libe chekano abetu. Libe chekano. Ikenyalo. Izemralo. Libe chekano abetu. Libe chekano. Ikenyalo, izemralo. My heart is fixed. Oh, Father, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Now, today's psalm, as we mentioned, one of the themes from the Amharic perspective is Bechekain, Pelatoch Zen. Chekain, Chekain. Chekain can mean to be hard. Chekain can mean to be like firm. Chekain can mean to be cruel. So in this sense, the theme of this psalm being a confidence in danger or amongst cruel, hard and cruel enemies, Be'chekain telatoch. What kind of telatoch haters are they? Chekain telatoch. Be'chekain telatoch zen. Amongst cruel or hard enemies. Now here in today's daily psalm, here in verse 7 in Kuter Sebat, David says, Libe, my heart, Chekaino, my heart is firm. What's firm and what's fixed or even cruel in a sense, my heart. In other words, about what is right. He's firm, he's fixed. He's saying, my heart, heartically, I'm hard. Libe, Chekaino, Abetu. Libe, Chekaino, my heart is firm. I will sing, KJV has it, but we have kine. Remember, this is a miktam in Hebrew. The miktam in Hebrew corresponds to Yed Dawit kine. The kine, a kine is a composition, like a composition, like a poem, like a rhyme in a sense. Here he's saying, ikenyalo. He's saying, I will compose kine, kine woch. I will compose composition. Ikenyalo. Izemralo. And I will zamar. I will chant. Zamar. I will witness. I will chant. A mezmur. Mezmur. A chant. Izemralo. Izemralo. This word also is shared, of course, in the Hebrew and in the Amharic, being both Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Semitic languages. So we say Mizmor, Zamar in the Hebrew, and we say Zemer, Zemere, Bamarinya. So David is saying in this verse 7, my heart is firm, even in the sense my heart is fixed. Oh, my heart is cruel, that even though I'm Be'chekain telatoch zen, I'm amongst firm, hard, cruel haters. Le'be'chekain, no. My heart, it will be fixed and firm. I bear to my father, his father, father, out of the bait. Le'be'chekain, no. My heart is firm. Ikenyalo. I will compose. Izemralo. And I will sing. So I will make compositions. And I will perform them, is what David is saying. Not just I will sing and give praise, but I will compose composition, and izemralo, I will perform them. I will chant the Isis, myself. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Kabre Yunesa Beganana Mesenkom Yunesu Ine Malje. Inesalo. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I, myself, will awake early. Kubre, kubr, honor, glory. Kubre, kubre, my glory. Kubre, my glory. Yenessa, yenessa, let him arise. Let my glory, let him arise. Kubre, yenessa. Kabre Yenessa, let my glory, let my honor arise. The beginna, the beginner, right? The beginner, we could say the Ethiopian harp of David, and Masenko, the Masenko, some say Masenko, here pointed as Masenko, which is like the Ethiopian one-string instrument, like the Ethiopian violin. We have the 10-string. Right, and the one string, beginana, mesenkom, yenesu, yenesu. Let them wake up. Let them rise up. Let them wake up. Iname and I, I, pronoun I, iname, and I, iname, malje, malje. The malada is the early hours of the morning, often referred to as the intercessory hours. Any time between, say, 3, 4 a.m. to just before, just about dawn. So what he's saying here is, in name, I myself, Malje, rising up like early, being early, like in the morning, in the salo. I myself will rise up early in the morning. Kabre Yenessa, Beginana, Meshenkom Yenesu, in name, Malje, in the salo. So it's saying to wake up, my glory, wake up, psaltery and harp, the Genai Masinko, and I myself also will wake up early. Kuta Zeteng, verse 9. Abitu, the Ahzab Zen, Amasagin Halo, the Wegano Chim Zen, Izamir Lhalo. I will praise thee, Abitu, my father, father of the house, among the people. I will sing to thee among the nations. Abitu, my father, father of the house, Ab, the Abbe, my father, Beit house, Abitu, father of the house, the Ahzab Zen, the Ahzab Zen, among the peoples, among the Gentiles, among the different various kind of people. Ahzab correspond like to the nations or the peoples. It's the plural for peoples. The Ahzab Zen, amongst the peoples. Amesagin Halo, I will praise the I male. Amesagin, Amesagin Halo. Abitu, the Ahzab Zen, Amesagin Halo. The Weganochim, and among the Weganoch. So on one level, he's saying among the nations, I will praise the I, and here the Weganochim Zen, and among the ethnicities. To bring it out in a modern context, among the different nationalities, I will praise the I. Abitu, ba'ahizab zen, amesagin halo. And among the different ethnicities, be'weganochim zen, izamer le halo. I will chant Isis for to the I. Puter Aser, verse 10. Mehirete iska samai deres kafa bilalechina eunete him iska demanata deres. For thy mercy is great to the heavens, and thy truth to the clouds. Mehiret, mercy, mehirete, thy male mercy. So speaking to him, thy male mercy, mehirete. Mihirete iska, towards reaching to semai, reaching to the heaven. Mihirete iska semai deres kef bilalechina, for she is high, high, high. Mihirete iska semai deres kef bilalechina, for the eye male mercy to the heavens, she is high towards the heavens. Eunet to him. Ilnet, truth, reality, ilnet to him, and the I male truth, the I reality, iska, reaching, demonat deres, reaching to the demonat, reaching to the clouds. Kuter asara and, verse 11, asara 10 and on, 10 and 1, asara and, kuter asara and, verse 11. Amla koi. The Samayat lai kef kef bel kabrahim the midrahulu lai tehun. Here, the chorus line, this line repeated in this psalm, so this would be like the chorus line of today's daily psalm. Here we have verse 11. Be thou exalted, Amlakoi, O source, O worshipful one, O source, Amlakoi, above the heavens, Amlakoi, Besamayat lai, Kef Kef Bel. Make thy glory be above all the earth. Kabrahim, Kabrahim, thy cover, thy glory, thy honor. Kabrahim, Bemidar Hulu lai. All the earth, above all the earth, to whom let she be. Here, the full of fall. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, just on the outro here, to hear the native speaker going through at the native speech, the lively pace. So I just break down the words, sound power, so we can grow in grace. Here, native speaker Abraham Chebude.
Teach me, teacher. Each high and I am a teacher. مزمور همسا سدست بكنف همسا سبات لما زمران عليك عطاتفا كسا الفيت ششتو بوعشابن برابك جيزي يداويت كني مارن يابيتو مارن نفسي انتن تامنا لچنا قدات سكتال فدرس بكم فوچي تلات تامنا لو ودم ميردان يكزياب هير ودلو الكزياب هير چوهالو كسامي لكو عداني لرقاتو نيم وردتن ستاتشو اكزياب هير چرنتون ناونتون لاكا نفسين كام بسوچ مكاكلا دانات دنگچه تنياو يسو لجوش ترسات چو تورن نافلات اندبتات چو يتسالشو تلنو املاك هوي بسمايات لاي كف كف بل كبرهم بمدر هلو لاي تهون لگروچه وطمدن عزقاجو نفسين ما قوب بطوات قدقوادين بفتيك اوفرو برسو مودكو لبيج اكاينو عبيتو لبيج اكاينو اكاين يالو ازمران كبرين نسا بغنا النام سنكو من نسو انيم مال الجنة سالو عبيتو باهزاب زند عم سقنا هالو بوغنو اچم زند زمر اللح هالو مهرتس كسماي درس كف بلالچنا اونتهم اسك دمنات درس عملاكوي بسمايات لاي كف كف بل كبرهم بمدر هلو لاي تهون
أخوخ أتا أتناي
جان ياستفاراي
أتناي
جان
ياستفاراي
מזמור נ"ז למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה 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 במערה
Psalm 57 Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, merciful unto me, merciful unto me, merciful unto me, merciful unto me.
Honneni Elohim, honneni, 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 honneni.
For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth, 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 above all the earth.
מזמור נ"ז למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה 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 במערה
Psalm 57 Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, merciful.
מזמור נ"ז למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה במערה במערה
Psalm 57 Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me.
Honneni Elohim, honneni, honneni, honneni. Mizmor nun zayin, lam natseh al tashchet le David michtam, bevorcho mipenei Shaul bam me'ara, bam me'ara, bam me'ara, bam me'ara.
Psalm 57
מזמור נון זין למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה חונני אלוהים חונני כי בך חסיה נפשי ובצל כנפיך אחצה עד יעבור הבות, אקרא לאלוהים עליון, לאל גומר עליי, ישלח משמיים ויושעני, חרף שואפי סלע, ישלח אלוהים חסדו ואמיתו. נפשי בתוך לבאים, אשכבה לוהטים, בני אדם שיניהם חנית וחיצים, ולשונם חרף חדה. רומה על השמיים אלוהים, על כל הארץ כבודך. רשת הכינו לפעמי, כפף נפשי, קרו לפני שיחה, נפלו ותוכה סלע. נכון ליבי אלוהים, נכון ליבי, אשירה ואזמרה. עורה כבודי, עורה, הנבל וכינור, העירה שחר. עודך ועמים אדוני, אזמרך בלאומים, כי גדול עד שמיים חסדך, ועד שחקים אמיתך. רומה על שמיים אלוהים, על כל הארץ כבודך.
Midrash, Midrash, Deis Elisom, Mizmor, Nun Zayin, Non Zayin, Psalm 57, Midrash, Deis Elisom, Mizmor, Nun Zayin, Non Zayin, Psalm 57, Midrash, Deis Elisom, Mizmor, Nun Zayin, Non Zayin, Psalm 57, Midrash, from Sefer, Sefer Midrash Tehillim Tehillim Lam Natzeach Al Tashchet Al David Mechtam De Varcho Mipnei Shaul Bam Ara Chaneni Elohim Chaneni Ki Vak Chasaya Nafshi Yehuvat El Kanafecha Echse Ada Ya'vor Havot. For the leader Al Tashchet, a psalm of David, of David Mechtam, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul taketh refuge in thee. La menatzeach al tashchet ledawi, mikhtam bevarcho mipnei shaul bam'ara, chaneni Elohim, chaneni ki yevak, chasaya nafshi. Why did David say twice, Chaneni, be merciful to me, that I fall not into the hand of Shaul, into the hand of Saul, for if I fall into his hand, he will not spare me. Chaneni, be merciful to I, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into my hand, so that the Yetzer Hara entice I not to kill Shaul, and Shaul, I kill Saul. Hence, David said twice, be merciful to I, O Elohim, be merciful to I, Chaneni, Elohim, Chaneni, Chaneni. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I take refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. These calamities, me Shaul, from Saul, ki vak, ki vika, chasaya nafshi, uvetzel kanafeka, echeset. Another comment. Chaneni, be merciful to I. Choneni, that I stumble not into an act of transgression. Chaneni, be merciful to me, so that if Chalila, God forbid, I do sin, I do akav. In thee I shall my soul take refuge. Vika chasaya nafshi, nafshi, nafshi. Return in penitence until these calamities be overpassed. Return in penitence. Ad ya'evor havuot, havuot, havuot. That is, until thou, the eye, has brought I to expiate mine iniquities. Another comment. Be merciful to me. Chaneni, choneni. Be merciful to me. That is to Yisrael, to Israel, so that iniquities, antiquities will not cause ha-hekal, the temple to be destroyed, down-destroyed. Chaneni, be merciful to I, choneni, be merciful to me in exile. In thee shall my soul take refuge. Beka, chasaya nafshi, among the kingdoms, so that they will not consume me, consume I utterly. Utterly, utterly. Ad ya'evor chavot, chavot. Ad ya'evor chavot. Until these calamities, chavot, havocs, until the calamities be overpassed. Ad ya'evor chavot, chavot. Thou, the eye, will return to I, to Kodesheka, thy temple, where I shall pray and give thanks, and yang fu eyes, fu eyes, fu eyes, fu eyes, fu eyes, fu eyes, fu eyes.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Ekra. L'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Hear, hear, Mizmor Non Zain Nun Zain. Hear the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, Ekra L'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. Ekra L'Elohim Elyon Elyon Elyon. Ekra L'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Hear, Mizmor Non Zain Nun Zain. Hear the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, Ekra L'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to Elohim Elyon. I will cry to Elohim Most High. Lael, to El, the true good, the true God. Gomer Alai. To El, that approves the cause I have in hand. Rav Shimon, Rav Simon. Simon taught in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, concerning three things: tithes, greeting with Elohim's name, and reading the scroll of Esther, the Megillah of Esther. The Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, approved the decree of a court on earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, approved the decree of a court on earth. Our masters say, also concerning Yehoshua,
Joshua's band upon the spoil of Jericho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, approved the band.